The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, is trying a different tack in the often contentious debate over how to save endangered Northwest salmon. It's decided to conduct confidential interviews with dozens of stakeholders and issue a report on their challenges and common ground. NOAA has named two neutral university-based groups to interview and assess all sides' views in the salmon debate. The move is widely seen as a positive alternative to many years of court showdowns about saving salmon versus generating hydropower, and wheat farmer Brian Jones says it isn't just fishermen and power companies interested in this process.
I feel as if I'm one of those stakeholders, being a farmer who ships grain down the river, and if a group of stakeholders is going to sit down, agriculture needs to be included in that.
Conservation groups have long said they believe roundtable discussions would make headway for salmon recovery and have released statements saying they hope this process is a start. The report, called a situation assessment, should be ready in the summer. The new approach doesn't change the fact that a federal judge in Portland threw out the Fed's most recent salmon recovery plan, known as a biological opinion. It was the third in a row considered inadequate, and the deadline for a new plan is in 2014. Mark Krasnowski with the Northwest Energy Coalition says he hopes the two efforts go hand in hand.
It involves many of the same players, so hopefully there'll be some crossover, and it's important to make that tie, that regardless of how this collaboration goes forward, the salmon have to survive that process.
Preseason estimates released last week forecast that the adult upriver spring Chinook runs could be the smallest in 5 years. I'm Chris Thomas, Oregon News Service.